like to tell you a little goal setting story of how I actually got into this business of helping people and marketing courses online. And just to show you that sometimes you set goals and they don't necessarily fall in place and in line absolutely the way you would like them to. In a perfect world, obviously they do, but you know, this is not a perfect world. Back in 2001, I had actually taken my first website, which was called masterthepower.com, and that was the Scientific Premium Company USA website that I had with my partner and martial arts instructor. And we had been selling products online for several years. But the thing is that it was kind of haphazard. We didn't do any marketing at all. People found us because they knew about our products from when we advertised in Inside Kung Fu magazine. And they just remember the name and they would put it in and the search engine would find it. And we got, you know, a couple orders a month that way. It was really more of a testing phase. And then what happened was I started to investigate online marketing, started to look into it because I had some goals. I said, I'd like to take our websites to the next level. I'd like to actually see if it's possible to sell these products online. You know, we always had a great, you know, clientele before. People loved the products. They loved to work with it. We knew the products worked. We knew they were better than anything else that was out on the market. So why not, you know, take it to the people? So I took our Master the Power website and we started doing some pay-per-click advertising. We started doing some other type of online marketing. And we really weren't sure that it was going to work at all. I mean, we invested the money in and we thought, well, hey, if it works, fine. If not, you know, we can always do something else. Not a big deal. And it was at that time, 2001, obviously going into the fall of the year, we started getting a few orders. And at least we were proving to ourselves that the internet was a viable way to market and that you could specifically target market to people that were interested in the types of products that you had to offer. And so that was pretty exciting. But by no means were we, I mean, it was not an income that we could rely on or anything like that. It was more or less an income that paid for the advertising a little bit and, you know, maybe a little extra money to put back into products and that type of thing. And around that time, I had been studying the internal martial arts, had been studying hypnosis for several years. I had many different hypnosis courses, books, seminars, and I thought to myself, these things are great, but they really are just so long that in order to learn from these things, you got to sit in front of the TV set or you got to listen to them constantly to get the concepts out of it. As a matter of fact, I had a very good hypnosis course that was on video cassettes. I don't think DVDs were as popular at the time. They were out, but most people were still in video cassettes. And I remember watching this program. It was 24, I think it was 12 tapes of 2 hours a piece. And man, it was brutal. I mean, it was a lot of good information, but it took me, you know, that 24 hours to extract the information. I had to take notes. It was like being in a classroom inside my house, inside my office, trying to, you know, extract some information and see if any of it was actually applicable to what I wanted to do. And I went through many different programs like that. And I thought to myself, if I could take the concept that I've been learning over the years, internal martial arts and the Qi power training, which, you know, has a very high level of using your power voice and those types of things, I thought if I could combine that with my hypnosis training, I could really come up with a dynamic product that people would like. That's what I thought. I mean, I figured I would buy something like that versus all the stuff that I already had that was like, it took you so long to get through. It just seemed like, man, it's very tough to get through this stuff. So I started to look at the concept and I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to write my own course. I had already written several courses, Mastery Through Meditation, which some of the concepts of this program were included in Mastery Through Meditation. And we had, you know, became a pretty good seller for what we were doing. And people loved the course. And one of the things they always said about Mastery Through Meditation is they would always say, hey, you know, you mentioned hypnotic influence and hypnotic devices in that course. Can you explain more? So a lot of times people would call me and I'd explain it to them and they'd say, hey, you should probably come out with a course like that. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the courses that we've produced have come from our clients and students that have called and said, hey, how about producing a course like that? You seem to know what you're talking about. And so that's how manipulation came about. I had no concept of the name, but I had a concept of one thing. I wanted to make the course as good as I could with all the concepts that I know people would like and it would be readily available to learn on the fly. I wanted to put a manual together that was a manual, it was not a book. It was something that people could go to, they could pick it up, they could learn stuff almost instantly. Obviously, you know, there's a difference between learning something and mastering it. And obviously with manipulation, you learn the concepts and then you have to master it by going out and actually using them. So anyway, started putting the manual together, started putting the concept together for the audio, and I started recording the audio, and that's a times take. I mean, it just takes a lot of time to record in a studio and get all that stuff done. And at the time, we weren't recording digitally. We were recording analog onto cassette tapes. And at the time, it was kind of the 2001 probably was, there was still a lot of cassette tapes out there, but people were converting over to DVD. And I already recorded on cassette tapes the entire course. And I thought, okay, I got to get this stuff on DVD. Well, I started advertising the course before it was even really ready. I mean, it was ready in terms of everything was done, but it was not ready in terms of shipping ready. And my goal was that I was going to launch this course in the fall of 01. A couple things happened that changed the way my goal structure was working. Number one thing is 9/11. 9/11 happened and things just were chaotic. I'm on the East Coast. I'm in New Jersey. So, I mean, we were directly affected by that catastrophe, by that terrible thing that happened. And, you know, a lot of businesses in this area just didn't make it. As a matter of fact, I had a technology consulting firm at the time, and that, you know, was directly affected as a result of that as well. So, you know, that was a very trying time. And here I am launching this course, which I never launched a course like this. It was not in conjunction with my Qi Power program, a scientific premium company. This was something I was doing on my own. I didn't even have my own website. I was going to piggyback it on another website that I had for years. It was just going to be one page advertising this product. I had no idea if anybody was going to actually purchase it. And I started advertising it. And my goal was just to see if somebody would actually buy the product. And lo and behold, within about the first week of advertising, somebody buys the product. The product is not ready. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And somebody ordered the product and I was like, wow, okay. That's a great faith test by this person, but now we got to move into high gear. So here's the thing. I figured, you know what? I'll get this knocked out, and we'll have it shipped out to this guy in about a week. What happens is I've got a customer of mine who's been studying with me for years on a Qi Power side, and he's out in Idaho or something like that, Montana, out in the wilderness somewhere, and he says, Al, I'll do it for you. Just send me the cassette tapes. I'll make sure. I'll convert it to DVD. It'll be beautiful. And I was like, you know what? Right on. Let's do it. So I sent him the stuff. Now, I sent him the masters. That's all I had. I didn't have any backups. Well, anyway, this guy took him forever to get this done. Like a month, 6 weeks, and I'm getting orders coming in. I don't know what to do. And so I had to move on a dime. Now, finally, this guy sends me the stuff. We can process the orders. But there's always some kind of glitch. You know, you get the product in, and what he had done is he hadn't segmented the actual way the tracks were done. So it was like a 90-minute track on a CD, which can be annoying because then you can't go to certain sections. So I had to recut it after I learned how to do that. And to make a long story short, it just was totally stretching out the goal. I thought we'd be up and running. I thought we'd be able to ship this thing out. I thought we'd be able to get things going. And it was very frustrating. And I'm the type of person, when I make my mind up to do something, I just say, I'm going to do it. And I start working on it immediately. Actually, just like the course I'm doing right now. I mean, I just decided this is what I'm going to do. Go into my office where I have a studio, and I start recording. I start writing. I start getting all the creative juices flowing, and I get it done. And when I have to rely on somebody else to get it done, and they don't do their job, or they do it, don't do it in a time frame that I need to get it done, it's very frustrating. So the fact of the matter is, what might have seemed like a smooth transition was extremely, extremely a long process, just due to the fact that I had to rely on somebody else to help me. It took a long time to get that thing done, but eventually we get it done. So what are some of the learning lessons that you can take from that? Well, the thing is, you know, I had a goal, and the goal was to create a course that I thought would be better than most others. And as we started selling it, I started getting feedback from people, and people said, hey, this manipulation course is fantastic. It's great. It's exactly what I'm looking for. Everybody loved it. And so I got the satisfaction that people enjoyed learning the information, enjoyed learning the material. As a matter of fact, some of the individuals that bought that course ended up becoming stage hypnotists and actually maybe even going on and becoming a certified hypnotherapist. Of course, I don't certify anybody, but it helped them get that step to that next level. Obviously, a lot of them were in business, and they were using it for business, and they were using it for, you know, what any other means that they could, and it became fantastically successful. But it was a lot of in between. There was a lot of times where I probably thought about just, you know, forgetting it, you know, sending somebody their money back and saying, you know what, we had some problems and we can't even produce the course. Some people would have done that. But I believe that I could figure it out. And there were some days that I was just pulling my hair out, trying to figure out exactly what I needed to do. But you have to do what you have to do when you're in a goal-setting situation. When you're in a goal, people are relying upon you, you got to make it happen. And so that's part of the goal-setting process, that it doesn't always go as smoothly as you can, but if you keep your eye on the end result, as well as what I talk about is beginning with the end in mind. You know where you're going to be. Now you just have to figure out how to get there. It's like I said, on going on vacation, if you want to go to California and you're on the East Coast, map it out. What's the quickest way to get there? Probably plane. You could also take a car or a train. You probably couldn't take a boat unless you went around. And so you have to plan out all of the eventual possibilities of what could go wrong. I was kind of naive giving my master tapes to somebody. I trusted them that they would be able to put this thing together and boom, you know, it would be done. Great guy, as a matter of fact, that did it. He did a good job, but he just wasn't working in the same time frame that I was. I can remember calling the studio, the company, the duplication company that was printing the CDs, and this guy swore to me that he dropped them off the other day, and I called the production company, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm the author of that CD program that you have, and they're like, what CD program? And I said, so-and-so dropped it off the other day. And they were like, nobody dropped anything off. And, you know, just the sick feeling in my stomach, knowing that this is another day's delay. And I've probably got, you know, half a dozen orders, which at the time was, you know, more orders than I could handle. And the fact is I didn't have anything to ship out. So it was kind of strange. But I thought I'd share that little story with you just so that you could understand that, you know, goal setting and having things go smoothly isn't always the case. And so, you know, it's getting easier now, obviously, because we get a better handle on how to publish things, and we can do it in a lot faster period of time and a lot nicer and everything like that. But back in 2001, we had a lot of factors that we had to deal with to try to get through some of the rough spots. And the purpose of this story is just so you understand you have to begin with the end in mind. You have to understand that you put that goal out there, then you go for it. Many times I had to push the goal back just due to the fact there were circumstances beyond my control. There will be circumstances beyond your control in the goal setting process. The thing is, how are you going to react when that situation comes up? Are you going to actually figure out a way to get it resolved? Or are you going to actually take action? Or are you just going to sit back and say, oh, well? Don't say, oh, well. Say, oh, well, I'm going to get the job done, and then figure out the best way to make it happen.